Welcome to the National Gallery of Art Film Program, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of the art of film. The Belgian-born film impresario Jean Desmet spurred the growth of a new and young urban film culture in Europe before and during World War I. The Desmet collection of 35mm prints and related materials is now a vast visual historical archive preserved at the I Film Museum in Amsterdam. Lif Rungen, curator of the silent film collections at I, visited the National Gallery of Art on January 15, 2017 to present the program When the Earth Trembled, a virtual recreation of an evening's entertainment that Jean Desmet himself might have presented to European audiences between 1906 and 1913, including a dramatic recreation of the San Francisco earthquake of 1906 that uses actual footage of the catastrophe.
Next program is the American team program, When the Earth Trembled. So this is another poster that we have. Imagine the difficulty, if not impossibility, of cataloging a poster like this. It's like the untitled Desmet collection. The reason I'm showing you this is because, you know, these were obviously in the stock, you know, of the distributors, because they could fill this in. They could create and combine programs, and so, you know, like, you could get this from Desmet, although it was quite costly to get these original posters, I must say, and kind of fill it in. My feeling, at least looking at the Jean Desmet papers, is that not the exhibitors, but Jean Desmet was making the playlists, because he would rent it out as a complete show, because we have these in his booking administration. But the reason why I'm showing you the blank one is because I looked into these papers like in the last 2 years more like closely, trying to understand how he was making these programs, what was there a logic actually behind it, other than, you know, what was available, what was recent. And I saw that he was kind of recombining and recycling, especially the short ones. He was recycling a lot to go with the long ones. So you see same films, you know, being recombined, but in different ways. Therefore, this is the blank version. And for this program, actually, for the session that we're going to see, this is the closest session that comes to an original program by Jean Desmet. Oh yeah, I'm just going to show you the Jean Desmet because we didn't see him before. And this is like a ticket, like a billing ticket that he had. As you can see, it says International Film Distribution, Cinéma Parisien, which was his like most important cinema. But it's important that it's showing all of these logos from around the world. Nordisk, you're seeing the one on this side with the bear in the middle, but also Edison and, you know, Kalem, Ambrosio, you name it, he has it. Again, you could not really claim to be an exclusive agent for any of these, but this is just his way to say that he was doing business with all of these companies from around the world, which is very impressive, actually. Yeah, so this is today's program, and as I said, this is coming very close. This is the lineup. To be honest, all the programs are starting with a newsreel, normally speaking. The newsreels did not really last very well. I think he may have reused it, and maybe he just used it as scrap or something. So we don't have a newsreel for every week, let's say, for over 10 years. We only have so many. So for this today's show, I tried to select for you a newsreel with at least two items that were of American interest, and you will see it's a newsreel from 1913, and it will show, as I'm promising, at least two items showing something that happened in the United States, which, let me remind you, this was a newsreel that was shown to the Dutch audience. So how sensational is it to go to the cinema in the Netherlands, in Rotterdam, or in Amsterdam, and see the news from around the world, in a world that today for us it's difficult to imagine, but there was no television. So if something, you know, big happened, you read about it maybe in the newspaper. The newspapers hardly had any pictures anyway. And to see the moving image was really sensational. So people really went to the cinema sometimes to see the news. and get to understand what was going on. And you know, when you're watching it, think about it as if you were like a person living in a village, even in the Netherlands, and getting this news. It's a sensational thing. The newsreel will be followed by a short film. It's called Constantine. This is a spectacular travelogue, very short, only a few minutes, but showing us the Algerian city of Constantine. Now, again, this is a time where it was practically impossible to travel, at least for people from Netherlands. Going to Algeria was really not a thing that they would do normally. So how lovely that this, going to cinema and paying like 5 cents brought you Constantine views. And you will see that the city is really spectacular, and it still exists, and it, in the way that it's shown, and it is a UNESCO heritage site, actually, the whole city. Yeah, the third film is a drama. It's an American drama, The Highborn Child and the Beggar. Now, this one amazed me, because actually what I was doing, I was trying to compile a program around When the Earth Trembled, and I was wondering how he was teaming, you know, this film, what was he putting before or after that film. And I realized that he was always, I mean, I have at least 10 times that he booked When the Earth to another cinema, and always he also booked out The Highborn Child and The Beggar. So that's funny, because I don't know why. I don't know if there's a relationship, but for him there was, obviously. And these are two American films built in the same program that he always consistently booked out. This is followed by apiculture, which means like beehives, bee-raising, bee culture. And this is typical of the period. I mean, you go to the cinema and you see something very educational about how the bees are nurtured. And again, you know, just to give you an idea, this is really based on the bookings. So this is like not me being very eccentric and adding something of the nature or whatever. No, this is exactly the kind of thing that he was booking out. And so this is a French film showing us how to care for the bees. Now, the main film of today is When the Earth Trembled, and I'm really happy to show that here. This is actually the only film that got to be shown recently in the United States. It's one of, actually, it is the newest restoration, because although almost all of the films out of 900 and so are preserved, like a handful remain, and those ones that we did not preserve, that's for a reason, because the film is either too incomplete or really in too bad shape to be preserved. And in the case of When the Earth, the film was too incomplete, but wonders never cease to exist, so we received from a different collector about 10 years ago another nitrate print of When the Earth in the Netherlands, and that made me, you know, start to research again and to see around the world who had more material. And there will be an explanatory title, so you will see. Actually, we had sent our own Desmet print to the MoMA in New York, and so they still had that. And there was another print at the BFI, British Film Institute. So what you're going to see is the 2015 reconstructed version, a very new restoration of all these existing elements. None of them were complete, actually. Still, ours was the most complete one, but it will bring it all together, and the result is the film. But what is the film about? This is a very dramatic film shot in 1913 in the United States about the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. So this, again, you know, because we're starting with the newsreel, there's the undercurrent of this program, this selection, is the actuality. So today we may wonder, you know, like we go to cinema and we see a dramatic film, a fiction film about something that happened recently. They did that too. In 1913, you could go to the cinema, even in the Netherlands, and see a film actually incorporating real scenes from the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. And this was a worldwide big news, so no wonder that it got also a big, big release. And we will end with a comedy. I definitely recommend this comedy too. I'm just going to show you, yeah, the posters, and that's all. Again, this was a big release. This is When the Earth Trembled, by Lubin, and we have three colored posters. This is an oversized poster, by the way, but they're all in French, again, because Jean Desmet was buying his American films through French agents, so therefore he received the French posters. Well, you're seeing the earthquake, the aftermath of the earthquake scene in this poster, and we have two other ones that you will recognize and see in the film. And this is a funny one. Like they put the French title, but actually they maintained the original wording in English. So I think this is all I have to say. We will finish, as I say, with this comedy. This is a very short film, The Desperate Ways of Petronil. This is only a few minutes. So if you have seen When the Earth might wear you out a little bit, it's very quick paced and it goes like oh, and then 3 months later, 2 months later, 2 weeks later, 2 hours later, you will go with the film. And it's a lot of action. But if you finish watching it, also please do stay for this few minutes of Petronil, who is really desperate. I hope you will enjoy this show, and you will also come back next week to see the two other ones, and maybe you will be interested to get our book and read more about it. Everything I told you is also probably in the book, and with the full filmography. And also I'll invite you, if you're curious, to go online and maybe go to ifilm.nl, where we have also Jean Desmet collection, sometimes also in English, not always, but in many cases also with English explanations. And also we have an iFilm YouTube channel where you can also go and explore for some of the Desmet material, especially the American films are on our YouTube channel. So if you're curious about that, please do see that. So thank you very much. Thank you for having me also here in Washington, and I hope you enjoy. Thank
you. You've been listening to a National Gallery of Art Film Program podcast.